I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. American pastor Andrew Brunson's back in the headlines again. We'll share the latest update in just a moment. We're also talking about the hows and whys of short-term missions. Got an opportunity you won't want to miss. But we'll get started today in Turkey, where American pastor Andrew Brunson has been the center of a political game of chicken between Turkey and the U.S. for 2 years. The latest update has President Recep Erdogan telling Reuters he doesn't even have the power to set Brunson free, let alone U.S. politicians. However, Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern observes,
President Erdogan has signed legislation in August 2017 that means that the president is free to release foreign nationals when it's in Turkey's interest. So what he's saying isn't true. We can't say this for certain. We can't say anything for certain. But what he might be doing is saving himself the embarrassment of releasing Andrew Brunson because of pressure from the U.S., which would play very badly in his strongman narrative.
Would you join us in praying for Brunson and his family and the court's decision about his fate at his next trial on October 12th? Pray too for believers who are facing pressure in Turkey. Next, every day, deaf individuals navigate a world that can't always communicate with them or understand their walk of life. But tomorrow in Dallas, thousands of deaf people will turn out for the Deaf Celebration Expo of North Texas. They'll have deaf businesses, churches, performers, and more. J.R. Bucklew, president of Deaf Bible Society, says their ministry is also going to be there.
It provides us a really intimate way to connect with the community at large, help them see that there is a Bible in American Sign Language, how they can engage with it, but also show this initiative of translating the Bible into sign languages and distributing it to the deaf community is not outside of the broader vision of the deaf community for equal rights.
He's encouraging hearing Christians to spend time with deaf communities because you never know how God's going to move your heart or open the door for the gospel. You could even go to Deaf Celebration if you're near Dallas.
It changes the way we pray. It changes the way we give, and it changes the way we go.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Partnerships within the global church are changing. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is on board with that shift. Sat7 USA's Dennis Weens tells us,
we need to listen to the indigenous church in whatever country you're going to. We need to sit at the table with them. What are their concerns? What are their challenges? How can the Western agency, the denomination, come alongside that indigenous church to encourage, strengthen, and empower that church in how they see the strategy for growing the church in their country.
So Sat7 is an indigenous ministry to the MENA region. Partnerships with other organizations help these believers share biblical contact in a cultural context.
And a great example of a partnership is with the Jesus Film. The crew has a great product in the Jesus Film. Sat7 is a great distribution of that content.
Sat7 has more ways for individuals to also come alongside them. You can find the details at missionnews.org. And E3 Partners' vision and mission is to see the hope of Christ spread around the world. E3's Jeff Johnson says one of the ways the ministry does this is through trips focused on a particular cause, like medical needs.
A lot of the places that we try to go aren't necessarily friendly towards Christians or friendly towards people that are coming solely for that purpose. So having an additional purpose to be there in the country then opens up opportunities for more evangelism.
E3 Causes focused on addressing physical or practical needs of refugees, providing sports trips, community transformation, orality needs, and much more.
If you're interested in any of those in particular, I would just say go to e3partners.org/causes. And give it a look and find the one that you're interested in and look at the upcoming trips we have for those particular causes.
We can connect you with even more details of how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. This is missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.